The following program is a presentation of the Flypod New Media Network, www.theflypod.com.
You are listening to Super Chat, the official school information podcast for Jackson Dell Community Schools. Thank you for listening in today. I am your host, Gary Puckett. And my guest today is Administrative Secretary and Athletic Director Secretary Nicole Drockelman. This podcast is sponsored exclusively by Civista Bank, with Ripley County offices in Milan, Versailles, and Osgood. From personal to business banking, Civista has been helping generations of families and businesses achieve their financial goals for 138 years. Whether you choose to visit one of their nearby offices or bank on the go with the Civista mobile app, you can be confident they are looking out for you. Follow them on Facebook, and to learn even more, visit their website, civista.bank. Member FDIC, that's Civista Bank, focused on you. Our nationwide media network operates with a team of 35 individual show hosts around the country. We also have 80 syndication partners and 17 different media domain platforms. We furnish on-demand programming for over 3,300 communities across the nation. We offer the Super Chat show format for schools around the country. However, this edition of Super Chat is produced solely for the benefit of the stakeholders of Jackson Dell Schools. Nicole, welcome to Super Chat. You know, word is that I'm getting you wear more than one hat and serve multiple roles within the Jackson Dell School Corporation. So describe for me the supports and duties you provide at the school corporation at Jackson Dell.
I am first and foremost the athletic secretary, and I'm also the senior class sponsor, along with Jessica Rickey, and the junior class sponsor. I am also the sunshine sponsor. I'm also the varsity cheer coach and the dance coach. And I also help out with student council.
Yeah, what do you do in your spare time, huh?
Drive my vehicle back and forth.
Yeah, that's about it. That's all you have time for.
Yes.
Well, you have a summer daycare program, and from what I've heard, it certainly sounds like a great opportunity for your Jackson Dell families. That's the first thing that popped into my head when I heard this. How many local families take advantage of your summer daycare program?
I would say we have probably around 50 families, and it works great for Jackson Dell families only. We start out at the age of 4 years old, and they go up to eighth grade, which is about 12 years old. And we try to provide a field trip for them once or twice a week. They can come and go as they need to. They don't have to come to daycare every day. So I know a lot of our staff members use it. A lot of our families use it because they like the fact that they can come and go when they need to.
Oh, yeah, that's very flexible. Well, for the families, is there a fee for the daycare program?
Yes, there is a fee. We charge $25 a day. And if you have multiple children, you would subtract $10 off of each child.
Oh, well, there again, that's still fair.
We try to be. Try to help the families out as much as we can.
Yeah, well, I think on that point, yeah, you're right on point. Well, Nicole, tell our listeners about your overall Sunshine Program initiative. I mean, what really is this about? Because I'm sure you're using good use of the time. I like the field trip things. But beyond that, what are you trying to instill or accomplish or achieve while you have the attention of the students?
Sunshine is based off of getting out in the community and volunteering. We volunteer at our local food bank. We host I started this a couple years ago, I believe in 2019, we do a community trunk or treat, and it's for our students to dress up, pass out candy, and get their face and their name out in the community. We do little treats here and there throughout the school year for staff members just to show them that they're appreciated. It's just to try to teach the students that it's not just about going to school. Let's also learn how to act out in the community and how to volunteer and do other items. Sometimes they're fun, sometimes not so much. We may be cleaning up trash somewhere, but just to get them out in the community a little bit more and teach them how to talk to people outside of school, outside of them being their friends.
Yeah. You know, it sounds like there's a lot of what I'll just say goodwill that's achieved in this program. Is that a good description?
Yes, very good description.
Well, of course, you're in the summer break right now, but I can still imagine the amount of activity in your athletic office this time of year. Specifically, what do you have going on and what athletic events are you preparing for over the summer?
Well, we just finished up with hosting baseball sectionals last night. So our next big adventure, I guess you could say, is we're getting ready for our spring awards program. And then we're working on getting ready for the Eagle Classic that we have in August every year.
Are these events where you have to tap into a troop of volunteers?
Yes. Eagle Classic is, as you would say, a troop of volunteers to get this going, to host it. We host it at We don't personally host it here. We have it at North Branch Golf Course in New Point. And we send out letters for sponsorships. We get phone calls for teams. It does take a village of people to help out with the Eagle Classic.
It's a lot of moving parts to bring together, isn't it?
Yes. And this is the 29th year of the Eagle Classic. So this is my second year involved. And it does take a lot of time and getting everything organized.
Well, it's probably an initiative, an event that has its own rewards, though, right?
Yes, it does. It helps out the athletic department. It helps out with getting equipment that some of the teams may need, extra uniforms that teams may need. So it is a big benefit to the athletic department.
Yeah, there you go. That's a great connection. Let me change gears on you. It's my understanding that you recently went on a trip to Gatlinburg, Tennessee with a group of seniors. Tell me about this trip. It sounds like a good time.
The students were able to, when we went on the trip, they were able to kind of have the freedom of walking around. We stayed downtown Gatlinburg. They had the freedom to walk around and shop, and then we would meet up as a group for, we went to Dixie Stampede, or Dolly Parton Stampede, sorry. We went to the Skylift as a group. We did ride the bus up through the mountains for a little bit. It was just a nice little trip for the seniors, because we haven't been able to go on a big senior trip since COVID. So the seniors were very excited about going and not having to go on little day trips necessarily.
Overall, did the weather behave for you?
The weather was fantastic, really. It got a little chilly, but overall, it was, for March, it was fantastic. The kids never really complained.
Well, in the evenings, once the sun goes down, chilly in the mountains is kind of the norm.
Yes, it is. You are correct. And some of the students may never have an opportunity to leave Osgood. So we did have a couple of students that were so excited about this will probably be their only trip that they're able to do.
Sure. No, I understand. There is something, it probably doesn't kick in until you hit adulthood, but there's something calming about the mountains. I mean, that's just my own take.
Oh, yes, I agree.
Were you able to take in any trails together at all?
We did a small trail when you first get into the mountains, but it was really foggy that morning when we went, so we weren't able to really get into the trails.
What's the next exciting thing that you see on the horizon?
That's a hard question because I have multiple things that we are into. We're getting ready to plan our senior trip for the seniors again this year. Mr. Maple and I are getting ready to plan Gatlinburg again for the students. We have our junior and senior class dinners coming up in November and September. And then just getting ready for fall sports in the fall.
Yeah. Nicole, I have enjoyed sharing this conversation with you today. You have numerous good and positive things going on at Jackson Dell, and not just myself, but there are, I'm sure, a small army of people out there who give you a tip of the hat and say thank you for all you do for the district, even over the summer.
Well, funny story, I went to Batesville, and I was a big Batesville girl my entire life. Well, my husband was in the Marine Corps, and he's from Jacksonville. When we moved back home, he said, our kids are going to Jacksonville. And I said, no, they're not. We argued. My daughter started school here, but it was until she was in the seventh grade that I would even wear anything that says Jacksonville. And that is my whole wardrobe now, is Jacksonville.
So you're a convert.
Yes.
Well, Nicole, I want to thank you for joining me today here on Super Chat. This has been fun.
Well, thank you. I was nervous, I'm not going to lie.
Listeners, this program is a good one to share with your school-connected friends. Please copy and post the link for this show on your favorite social media platforms. We thank our sponsor, Civista Bank, for supporting this monthly program. You can follow Civista on social media, and I suggest that you check out their mobile banking app, and to learn even more, visit their website, civista.bank. And the very next time you are in your local Civista branch location, let them know just how much you appreciate their support of Super Chat for Jacksonville Schools. If you come up with a comment or a specific question for us right here in Studio Number 7, share it with us, email us, shout@theflypod.com. So for Jacksonville Community Schools and the Flypod Media Network, I have been your host, Gary Puckett. And our monthly program comes to you year-round on your portable media device or computer. Thank you for joining us today here on Super Chat, the official school information podcast for Jacksonville Community Schools.